The new red carpet is the one leading into the Trump Tower in New York. There's been a parade of visitors walking past paparazzi. Today, it was Kanye West, the hip-hop mogul, who recently said at a concert that he didn't vote, but if he had, it would have been for Trump. He was then hospitalized for exhaustion and called off the rest of his tour. So, how to read the cultural tea leaf of his support? And how will the Trump administration impact arts and culture in America? We'll be chewing over that for months to come, but let's start today with Robert Lynch, CEO of Americans for the Arts. And full disclosure, Bob, your wife works for NPR.
Yes, she does.
She's executive director of institutional giving. So let's get right to the question that some people may see as self-serving. We are a nonprofit, but he has said he wants to cut back on tax breaks for charitable giving. That affects a lot of Americans. Are nonprofits worried?
Nonprofits are always worried about money in general, and 30% of the money for the nonprofit arts organizations in America comes from charitable donations. We work hard to educate leaders about the value of the arts and why those tax deductions need to stay in place.
Well, Sandra Swirsky, who's with the Alliance for Charitable Reform, is telling art museums and cultural institutions to call their big donors and tell them to make big gifts before the end of this year. To get that deduction. But that deduction, of course, applies to a lot of Americans who, you know, maybe take $25, $50 and give it to some kind of an art-related institution.
Well, it would have impact definitely broadly beyond just the arts to the entire nonprofit sector. We're very worried, and we're talking to Congress across the board about making sure that this change doesn't happen.
And when it comes to Donald Trump's own philanthropy, people have been trying to look to see what does he support. Not a lot when it comes to the arts, and he's been very open about that. He said he prefers to sink his, you know, extra monies back into real estate. But what about his relations with the arts? As someone wrote, he could be the only person in the world to give Hamilton a bad review after the cast read that note to Vice President-elect Mike Pence. Trump tweeted out Hamilton was overrated. But he did try to produce a play years ago, and he saw Evita six times.
Well, you know, we're going into this administration without a lot of information that we need. We did do a survey of every presidential candidate in collaboration with The Washington Post. Mm-hmm. What he said was that supporting and advocating for appreciation of the arts is important to an informed and aware society. That statement, at least, is an indication that he doesn't start out coming out against the arts. Mm-hmm. And so our job is to find out what that really means and who are the other leaders within the administration that might also have similar values for the arts.
Well, and he has publicly spoken about the arts on occasion, including in 1999 when he called for New York to stop funding the Brooklyn Museum. This was after then-Mayor Rudy Giuliani complained about a work from Chris Ofili that depicted a black Virgin Mary figure decorated with elephant manure. A lot of people found that offensive. Trump joined in asking for it to be defunded. Do you worry that he might step into those kinds of controversies?
I absolutely worry that we will be having additional controversies. I would expect that similarly to that battle with the Brooklyn Museum, we'll see points of view that are going to be challenging. Interestingly, Chris Ofili used elephant dung in very much of his work. It wasn't a particular comment on that particular religious depiction, but that's the way it was portrayed. So we have to do a really good communications job as the unknown comes at us.
Well, what else do you think, looking into the future? Presidents Bush, both of them, loved country music. The Obama family loved blues, and they had R&B musicians to the house. Donald Trump was host of The Apprentice, a pop culture sensation, and he will stay on as executive producer of The Celebrity Apprentice. Producer Mark Burnett is going to produce the inaugural with him. Is this making you shiver with fear that we're going from fine arts maybe to more of a leaning toward pop culture, or excitement, you know, that there might be a broader sense of culture in the White House that more people can identify with?
Well, I think that it's one thing to look at what the president does in the White House, what kinds of art he will have in there. It's another thing to look at what kinds of policies he will pass. As president, Donald Trump has said he would eliminate funding to sanctuary cities, about 47 of them out there. Well, that includes arts funding. So there's both a practical side of all of this, and then there's the human side.
Robert Lynch, president of Americans for the Arts, as the art community wonders what a Trump administration holds for them. Bob, thank you.
My pleasure.